This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8.06. It is Friday the 13th. It is a day for singing. During that song, our intern, Soleil, I'm like, she was kind of singing as she came in to drop off some papers. And we're like, come on, sing it. I turned it up. She started singing it.
Oh.
It's like, oh, it's awesome. Everybody sing today. Even if you feel like you can't sing, it feels so good. Just let it out. It's therapeutic, in my humble opinion.
You like singing? Really?
Louder.
Such news.
Sing. Oh, louder. I was trying to get Vinny to play a Journey song. He promised to learn it over the weekend so we can play it on Monday.
Well, I know it a little bit, but in order for you to be able to sing it, I should probably get how many, you know, get the counts down or something. Right?
Sure. So Monday it is.
Well, let's see how I do over the weekend.
You're gonna leave me hanging on a Monday? That's going to taint the whole week.
Don't say taint.
I'll say taint.
I don't think
taint.
We can say that. Dump that.
Tainted Monday. Whoa. Credit Karma is the sponsor for this portion of the program. We have Kid Rock tickets. He's coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on August 22nd. Kid Rock tickets go on sale today at noon at LiveNation.com. Alice listeners can... the pre-sale's over because the tickets go on sale today at noon. Yeah. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Skips the line and instantly wins a pair of tickets to the show. If you want to go see Kid Rock, call now. 800-400-3697. Call the number 9 sees Kid Rock. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. I wanted to quickly update the Will Ferrell story we heard earlier today, that he'd been in a car crash last night. He was
dressed
as
Ron Burgundy.
Apparently so.
Which is...
Yikes.
You don't want to laugh because I fear, you know, one of the good ones is gone. Is he okay?
He's fine.
Okay, good.
The update is, so there were three people in this chauffeured SUV, some kind of an accident on the I-5 in Orange County on their way back from San Diego where they were doing a Funny or Die event, and he was Ron Burgundy. There's a photo that TMZ has of him being loaded into an ambulance, but he's upright and he's on his phone. And as of 7:40 this morning, his reps say he's been released from the hospital. He's doing well. He didn't suffer any significant injury. I don't have an update on the other passengers. One of the witnesses on scene did say that one of the women was bleeding fairly profusely. So I don't have any word on anybody else who was in the car, but Will Ferrell, America's national treasure, it looks like he's okay. We mentioned it really early this morning, but in case you somehow missed it, Khloe Kardashian had her baby. I don't have a word on a name, and Tristan Thompson was there in the delivery room. It happened in Cleveland. Her mother was there, and her sisters Kim and Courtney were there.
That's got to be an icy room, huh?
You got to wonder. Maybe everything falls away as it's all about what she's going through, and then it turned icy right after that. The placenta froze on its
way
out.
You know, what I have found about family members is even if the person in love, Chloe, is like, it's okay, let's just get through this and let's be adults, the family members will be like, no, you're a D, and we hate you.
Yep.
And what you did, and I will... And I'm going to.
Unforgivable.
And you're right.
Right.
They don't feel that same need to keep cool. They feel like, oh, that's that.
Yeah.
Well,
you feel so defensive for your person that you love.
That's my point. So I'm sure they were not being.
Probably weren't a lot of hugs happening, at least between Tristan. And he probably stood in the corner and was like, okay, I guess my kid's here. I can leave now. Funny.
If you could, because Green Day's mine, if you could jump into any band. and be with their library and go on tour and do that show, who would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because Green Day, for me, while you might go, oh, I've heard their songs a million, but yeah, but they've got...
And just think how rocking that would be.
And every song's great.
Super fun.
And none of them are embarrassing. There's none of that nonsense where you're like, oh, we got to play this
broke
one
my
now.
Leg.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Amanda.
Yeah, there's no Amandas in their library at all.
That's a bummer.
Everything
I might
he's written
say Boston.
Is good.
I don't know. I need to think about it.
Maybe, what?
Maybe AC/DC or something. But then they've got a bunch
of
songs I don't like,
AC/DC
too.
Has a lot of cheesy songs that are especially these newer, you know,
yes,
albums. They're
let's crank out more albums. But everything pre-1980 works. Crank this up. Oi. 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 See, I'm fitting right in. Oi. Oi.
So it's Oy. AC/DC.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, I like your answer.
I'm a rocker.
Stay
I'm a
with
roller.
That.
I'm a ride out of controller. That'd be so fun. Living easy.
Oh.
Living
go
free.
Go on, girl. Keep going.
Isn't ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing. Leave me be. Nobody's gonna... Don't need rhythm. Don't need rock. Oh, my God. Vinny's got the guitar.
I know this
Do
one.
Do it. They're tuned down. Sounds like a half step. Party time.
Oh, just singing with
I'm gonna, yeah, I'm going to play it with, I'm gonna play
no,
with
no,
Vinny.
No,
Vinny, play it. Play it, Vinny. Play it. Play it, Vinny.
It's
too
in
late.
Tune. Just,
no, it's not too late.
It's in tune with itself. Go
it's
ahead.
It's so great. Keep going.
Well, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Play
we
the
have
next
time.
Thing.
We have time.
All right, I'll play.
We're all done.
Nicki Minaj.
It's too late.
Okay, yeah. All right, let him pull it up
Never
while we do. We have a two new songs from Nicki Minaj.
Oh, boy.
One is called Barbie Tings, and another one is called Chun-Li. Which is apparently a reference to a Street Fighter.
All right. Here's Chun-Li. You know Chun-Li?
I don't. I don't play Street Fighter.
It's this chick right here. She's super cool. She's got kicks, man.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I know Hooman knows Chun-Li.
I do. Yeah, it's from Street Fighter, right?
She's super badass.
Nice. All right, so there's the two new Nicki Minaj songs. Okay, Vinny, you got the tail.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I'm ready.
I don't know if I can do this.
He can do it. He can do it.
Hold on.
We're not making him nervous.
I'm not nervous. I just gotta
let him figure it out. We're just gonna hang out for a second.
Can I jump right into
it? Oh, yeah.
Lip. Oh.
What just happened?
I don't know. Keep going. Living easy, living free.
Oh, I don't have it. I got to learn this one for you. Sorry, buddy.
A season ticket on a one-way ride. Keep going.
I don't got it.
I'll get it for you. That was great, though.
Monday.
I will get it
for you. Good start. Monday is Journey.
What was he going to say, you guys?
He wants to know if I want this one or the Journey song. I want the Journey song.
You do?
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Do it right now. Just show me what you got on it. She loves to dance. She loves to sing. She does everything.
As she looks up the words.
She loves to groove. She loves the loving thing. All night. All right. Oh, every night. So hold tight, hold tight. Oh, baby, hold tight. Ooh. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Oh.
I was alone.
That's all.
Never...
And now we don't have to do it Monday.
No, now we're going to tour. That was a warm-up for Monday. What good love could do. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Keep it here. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have your first chance today at the U2 Experience and Innocence Tour tickets. We're doing those. We've been doing them all week. It's been like U2 Central. And we're doing it again today. This is the last day, 9, noon, and 5 o'clock. 9 o'clock, your first chance to win today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com.
Okay.
I forgot. The missus is going to get a massage there today in Las Gatas.
A pregnancy massage.
Yep.
God, that's got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the Bay Club's awesome. Yeah. I mean, she's feeling that.
Well, everything's just spreading out and sore and achy.
Whoa.
And well, your pelvis spreads. It's like everything just, like everything is. Oh.
You remember that feeling?
I do.
Or have you forgotten it completely?
I do remember how uncomfortable I was being pregnant. I don't remember all that much about it. I don't think about that much. But I hear about other people and I just go, oh, glad I'm not doing that again. Till next year, you know. I'm going to wait till I'm 52 to have another baby, I think.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you're doing it?
Yes.
All right.
Next year.
Good to know. Well, your brother will be in town living with you guys. That'll be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Having a baby in the house will be just what the doctor ordered.
I'll buy it.
You buy the baby from me?
Yeah.
I'll have a baby for you.
$10, baby.
You got it.
$10 for a human?
Okay, $12.
Dude, I'm going to give you my baby for free, Yuzi. You've always wanted a baby. I never wanted any babies. You take mine. It's fine.
Excellent.
You have my baby.
You never wanted no babies.
Well, I mean, look, I like the ones I wound up with, but I did that for John.
Right.
I didn't want any
kids. I am in the same exact boat that you were in.
But I love them. I wouldn't change a thing.
My partner wanted kids. Yep. I was like, we could. Do you know those couples? They both have good jobs,
yep.
Both make good money.
The cool aunt and uncle.
They travel the world. They've got fast cars. They have a nice house that's clean all the time.
They can have nice things.
We could be that couple.
Yep.
Think about that.
And then she did.
Went, yeah, no, I want to do
I want babies.
Right.
But you're so happy.
I am. In fact, I posted a picture of me riding around the neighborhood yesterday.
Oh, she finally got her bike right?
No, she got...
you knew she was getting it at some point.
I did take her for a ride. I was on the bike and she was on her little push scooter.
Mm.
But I posted a picture because, yeah, you do love them. And there I am following her going, oh, what's cuter than that?
Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot.
And I can pull my phone out while I'm bike riding. No one can say a thing. Post. You know, because we do all see those people looking down while they're driving their car. And you go, I don't want to be that guy.
I see the same people on my ride in every day. And there's this one guy who, by the way, listen, the dealer plates, it's been 3 months, dude. Like, it's time for you to get some real plates on that and start paying for your bridge tolls. And he's a total speed demon too. He blows by me, and then I catch him at every effing red light. So this morning, he was like even with somebody in another lane that was up ahead of us, and that guy took off, and I just was like, he's looking right down at his phone, so I just pulled in front of him and went on my way. Damn it! Stop looking at your phone.
Yeah. You didn't wave anything?
No, I don't wave that. I don't need no trouble. Then he was mad. Then he was tailgating me. I was like,
really?
I'll pull over.
Let him go by?
Well, sure. I'll pull into the right lane. I'm like, go ahead. Speed demon, see you at the next red light.
You should have fingered that guy.
No.
Why not?
I don't like to do that, Vinny.
All right. Well, everyone, real quick, Sharks won. Go Sharks. And the Spurs are in town to take on the Warriors tomorrow at noon. So go
all
Warriors.
Right.
Tomorrow, I don't like all the need for...
Occasions
all the time. But here's another one. Tomorrow is National Ex-Spouse Day.
Oh, what do you have to do?
I don't know. I guess
send a mean email to your ex-spouse.
I guess this is just your opportunity to badmouth the bastard that left you high and dry.
Mm. Yeah.
Or thank him for the alimony.
Right. A bunch of divorced people were asked to name the top things that annoyed them about their ex when they were together. Oh, by the way.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Speaking of exes, and I always think in context of you and I talking, your mom had posted something on Facebook, and the post was, as Ellie would, she's like, this is Sarah's old band. And I look at the picture, and it's actually John's old band. You're not in the photo at all. And it's
a... Is it Cross Dagger?
It's Cross Dagger.
Oh, how funny. When did she post that? On Facebook?
I don't know. I saw it 2 days ago.
Oh.
And she's labeled the people in the band, and it says, Evil Rick.
Yeah. Good Rick.
Sarah's husband, John, it says. Then she couldn't remember the name of the guy in the middle. And then there's Whitey, who, by the way, is a blonde boy.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So is that why he's called Whitey?
His last name was White. As a blonde dude.
His name was Mike White. Oh. And everyone called him Whitey. And he was a tall blonde dude.
And I'm looking
with
at the
long, luxurious golden locks. Yeah. Too. He was beautiful.
That's your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
So I'm looking at the picture going, that's the guy? That's the guy.
That's the guy. And he was like a stick figure too, skinny.
You liked it.
Yeah, I really liked Whitey.
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't stop. I was just like giggling and looking at it. And then, of course, I read some of the comments and someone, which one of the guys in the band writes, Sarah's old band?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, right. Well, Sarah's old boyfriend's plural band, because you've been with all the boys in the band.
No, I haven't.
What do you mean?
I was never with Good the singer Rick? Of that band.
What?
I was never with Danny.
Oh, Danny was the guy your mom couldn't remember the name of.
I guess. Because I didn't bone him, so she didn't know him.
But everybody else.
I'm trying to see your Facebook. I don't see it.
Well, I just was laughing because I'm like, oh, there's her ex. I mean, you actually saw him multiple times.
Yes. We were a thing for just a role. 2 years, right?
Anyway, these divorced people, when asked, say the worst thing about their ex is, and then there's, you know, guys and girls split. The number one complaint from men about women was they were a control freak.
Oh.
The number one complaint from women was that guys have selective hearing. The old selective hearing. And that's the top of both lists, that old.
That's funny, too, because it's like two sides of the same thing. She's a control freak. She's trying to get me to do stuff. Meanwhile, it's like, if you just listened to me, you would have had this on your calendar a month ago. I told you about this.
Well, if I'd have listened to you, though, I would have told you no. Then it wouldn't be on our calendar.
No, it would be, because you'd be like, a month from now, that's never coming. I'll do that.
Well, that's how that happens, for sure. But, you know, all of a sudden, you're like, I said yes to what?
Yeah, you said yes to it. I didn't hear myself say yes.
Snoring's on the list, financially irresponsible. These are the reasons why people hate their ex, and avoiding the household chores.
Yeah, it sucks when you feel like you're the only one participating.
It's all just real life stuff, though.
Yep. Got to find a partner who's going to be a true partner.
Good reason to live with someone before you marry is to find out
if
they're willing to clean up after themselves.
Mm-hmm. And if they're going to be spending your rent money.
Right. Rent's due. Oh, that's too bad.
That, boy, let me go to the
around.
Track.
Yeah. See if you I can win that back,
bucks,
right?
Apparently, hipsters are worldwide.
Oh.
It's not just an American phenomenon, these mustache twirling, tight pants wearing. You're going to wear those shoes? What? It's worldwide, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Saw a kid yesterday with green hair and an 80s, like a Nautica fanny pack. And I was like, kid, that was never cool. Why would you be putting that on right now?
I like fanny packs.
No, you don't.
They're certainly very convenient.
Nautica,
the
like the mall
I get,
store,
yeah,
bad
Nautica. Let's do this.
Mall clothing. Come on.
Let me get my fanny pack adjusted here.
And there he was. Look at me. I got a mustache and a Nautica fanny pack. You know I'm cool.
Yeah. Hello. And green hair.
And green hair.
Coolest dude ever.
Anyway, the most hipster cities around the world, Spokane, Washington came in.
Oh. Funny.
That is weird.
Have you been there?
Spokane? Maybe. It doesn't stand out. Portland, Oregon came in at number two. Brighton, England came in at number one, the most hipster.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that, the English.
City in the world. They say it's based on record stores, vegan restaurants, tattoo parlors, vintage clothing stores, coffee shops.
Oh.
Brighton,
they got
England,
it going on in Brighton.
Portland, Oregon. Salt Lake City?
Really?
Seattle.
That's surprising.
Lisbon, Portugal. You been to Portugal?
I haven't.
I'd like to go there.
Yeah. There in Spain.
I don't think I've been to Portugal. Yeah, I've been to Spain, but I don't think I made it down.
Portugal looks pretty good.
Fort good Lauderdale, Florida.
No.
Yeah, Miami, Orlando,
my God,
Helsinki.
No.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to go places.
Where your people are.
Yeah. A guy named Julian Turner from Newnan, Georgia, is a video game collector, and he bought two old school Nintendo games at a flea market earlier this month, Golf and Roller Games. Golf was Nintendo's standard golf game. Roller Games was based on a roller derby TV show called Roller Games that aired its one and only season in 1989.
I don't remember it.
Anyway, when he got home, he noticed they were heavier than other games, so he opened them up with a screwdriver and found each one had four little shiny bags of drugs inside.
Oh.
So what did he do?
Did the drugs?
He didn't. He called the cops, and they came and took the games to investigate. It's possible they were part of an old smuggling operation.
Oh, like they were old bags of drugs.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Or the guy who just had a yard sale is about to be arrested.
Awesome.
Right.
Thanks, Narc.
Thanks, buddy.
In-N-Out is suing an Australian restaurant for using the name Down and Out. It's wrong, right? Down and Out.
Down and Out.
Yeah.
That's like Down Under. Down and Out.
Right.
Yeah, but In-N-Out. Down and Out.
That's fine.
No?
No.
I think that's pushing it. Down and Out's a totally different thing than In-N-Out, too.
Is it?
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Awesomeness is watching my 4-year-old rock out to Vinny on guitar and Sarah singing. Thanks for the Friday smiles.
You got it. I wish those songs had gone on a little longer.
Well, I didn't have the chords, and then I actually got the chord after we were done.
Okay, great. Like,
let's get the electric guitar hooked up.
Okay, let's do it. Get the electric guitar hooked up. We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour. Great. Or if you can do it faster, that'd be great, too.
Yeah, Brin's ninja. Why you put it on your jacket, though?
707 says...
Cold where the guitar is, I guess. Over here.
707 says 25 people. No way. More like 75 or 125.
Yeah. A lot of people need to be
650 says, hey guys, got caught up on yesterday's podcast and OMG, are Drake's farts perfect pitch or are they auto-tuned? I almost fell out of my chair.
The auto-tune thing was the funniest thing that happened on the show yesterday. That was funny.
Hooman is worked up today. It sounds like he's drooling over there.
Do you have an auto-tune thing over there too, Brinny? Like a,
Give me one.
I thought you had one.
Still hook it up.
That was a whole different rig.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Because then we could fart into that and see if
auto-tune. Really?
Well, if that's auto-tune farts, we can make them the sounds with our mouths.
It's not that disgusting. It could sound cool. Drake does it and makes millions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right, let's play.
Okay, here we go. Crank that thing up.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds dope.
It does sound dope. Oh my God, is everyone okay?
Keep going. Uh-oh. Did he blow his ears out?
No, he wants to mess with the sound.
He has a limited cord on his headphones, so try to walk away from it.
Do you want a tuner?
Damn.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Time through, go. Living easy, living free. A season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. Don't need no reason, need no rhyme. Ain't nothing rather do. Oh, I messed up. Here we go. Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too. No, now it goes to the Highway to Hell part.
What's that?
Now it goes, my friends are gonna be there too.
Oh, I'm not, I wasn't even listening to you. I'm just all dialed in.
Okay, let's go. So now go.
No, that's good. Hey, good show, everyone. You got one for
us, totally
Brin?
Brin, you can do it. Yeah, Brin, play that guitar. Come on, Brin.
I don't know the song, and I don't use guitars.
Woo, Brin!
Thanks, man.
That was fun.
I screwed up the word so bad.
Love it so much.
Yeah, Sarah, what's your problem?
Stupid idiot.
I wonder if that, how was the mix in the headphones?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was good. I was trying to adjust it. It was a little bassy, I turned down the bass. And
yeah, nice. Nice.
Good job, everyone.
Oh, thanks.
Nice work. Happy Friday. God, that just makes me want to. I can't wait to get home and sing some songs.
You know, Michael's just like, oh my God, 2 days in a row with The Rock. Jesus Christ.
No, Michael likes AC/DC.
When will these people act their age?
Is that a requirement? I didn't realize.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.